The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We kind of stumbled onto one other Falcons conversation we wanted to have, so
no,
let's bring it to the people.
Because I kind of heard, because usually I get to hear Carl and Mike when I'm going home, and then I get to hear him for like that, the 4 o'clock hour when I'm going to pick up Samson. Mm-hmm. And I caught my ear. Carl said he played, talking about Kyle, played 30 plays. I was like, hold on. So I went, I was like, hold on, how many plays did they run? And so I saw the plays they run, and I was like, hold on. And I asked you, how many plays did he play?
Kyle Pitts played 33 snaps.
He played 33 out of 81 offensive snaps.
Yeah, all the offensive linemen and Kirk Cousins played 81 snaps.
Charlie Warner played 47 snaps.
Yeah.
So it was a grand total of, you said 81 plays.
81 plays.
Okay, so, and, okay. What the is going on?
Well, what is going on? Why would that be? Why would it go, okay, like you play all the first 33 and then you get hurt? That happens. That's not what
okay.
happened.
This dude played 33 or 81 plays and he's supposed to be one of your.
And I think the key word that you used that I think people
Ray McCloud played 77. Darnell Moody played. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. The word you used, though, is the word people need to start using, which is supposed
we went to
be.
So basically, to me, if I cut it up, and I don't know the breakdown, they play a lot of 11 personnel. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in most of the 11 personnel, 14 more times.
Which means one tight end.
Yes. Charlie Warner was in there.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Warner played 14 more plays than Kyle
Pitts. How many runs they have?
How many times they run the football?
Yeah, 30-something.
30-something.
Oh, no,
I don't have the box score.
I don't care. This man played 33 of 81 damn snaps. Mm-hmm. Are you blanking me?
Yeah. But again,
he only got two targets out of 33.
You played tight end in the NFL. Why would a tight end only play 33 of 81 snaps?
Because either you're a backup.
Which he's not.
Or we can't use you. You can't do something, or you don't allow us to do this. That's got to be two of us. It's either you're a backup.
Either you're a backup or you're ineffective.
Yes.
He's not a backup.
Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. 33 of 81 damn plays.
They ran the ball 37 times.
Okay, 37 times. Okay.
Yeah. So those are the – but also you don't just want to run the ball when you have Charlie Warner in.
Yes.
You want to tip your hand completely, although I'm sure they're tipping it a little bit.
So, he got two targets. Well, they don't play 33 snaps. That's still plenty of snaps. To get him the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did only have two targets. He had zero catches.
Done.
Which would also mean 0 yards and zero touchdowns. But, yeah, I mean, look, we know what it is, man. Like this.
They're telling you what it is.
That's it right
there.
He's
telling you and they're telling you if they run 81 damn plays and he plays 33 of them.
Yeah. In any other explanation besides.
He ain't hurt, is he?
No. I mean, look,
they
I don't
know. They want to manage a snap count.
Maybe. But I don't think that's
get
what it is.
Get the hell out of here, man.
Any other explanation besides he's just not that good. Is you're just bending over backwards to try to come up with something. You're being stubborn, and I get it. I get why people would, because you want him to be good.
I'm that.
Of course.
I'm that until I heard yesterday.
Because you want him
until
to be. And there's flashes. But like,
I was like, hold on.
This is game 12 of his fourth season. Like, we're not, this isn't, you know what I mean? Like,
this is who you are.
This is who you are.
Yep.
This is who you are. And that's what's really frustrating about it, is because the flashes are very promising. He has made impressive plays this year. He does have physical skills that people would do crazy things to try to get. But then there's other parts of it, too. I mean, there's more to it than just being 6'6", and built and fast and all that kind of stuff. You got to want it. And far be it for me to question someone's heart, because I don't know. How could I? How could I know? But you watch the games. You see it. And then they play him 33 snaps out of 81. Like, they're telling you. That's less than half.
Yeah. Damn, man. Yeah. Hey, I don't know. Damn. Because they still play. Because you think they go 10 personnel, whatever. No, they still went 81 plays. So a tight end was in the game on every personnel grouping. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't think that they.
Unless it was like how the Rams go four wides. Unless it was four wides or something.
Maybe they did that a couple times.
No. If Charlie Warner played
47. Right.
And he played 33.
Unless they were on the field at the same time, yeah, which I'm pretty sure maybe
they were, or something like that. But God almighty, man. Mm-hmm. All right. We can go back to college. Damn.
I will one more thing on that, because as you were listening to that conversation, I was too, on Dukes and Bells, driving Lily home from Little Jim, and they started talking about this. And I don't know, normally I listen, and I just listen. I did something that I'm sure a lot of people listening right now do all the time. Maybe they're even doing it right now. I talked back to Carl and Mike as if they could hear me.
Right.
Like, they were talking, and I started jumping in the conversation, and Lily was like, "Who are you talking to?"
Right.
I was like, "Carl and Mike, these guys are my friends." He was like, "They can't hear you." I was like, "You are correct.
You are correct. You're for a four-year-old. You know your stuff, babe.
Hey, you're pretty smart. But, yeah, I couldn't help it. Like, they started getting into that conversation. I started talking to the radio as if I was going to somehow help them solve it or whatever. Because what they said was, I don't know if it was earlier in the show or whenever it was, but it was, teams find ways to get stars the ball. He's not a star.
They are not a star. Absolutely correct. You find ways to get him the damn ball.
Right. But the phrase was, and I agree with the phrase, teams find ways to get stars the ball. He's not a star. I'm sorry. Like, right? Like, you got to do something to be one, right? He looks like one.
He damn sure does. But he damn sure does. But 33-81, and you're supposed to be the guy.
Again, unless there's an injury we don't know about or whatever, but he's playing in the fourth quarter. I mean, the targets were in the fourth quarter, weren't they? They were in the second half, certainly.
Second half. So we're like,
because on the broadcast, they were like, "Wow, Kyle Pitts doesn't have a target."
But that's what I'm saying. Is there a conscious effort to get him the ball?
There has been. At times. Remember earlier in the season? Because the first four games, he was nothing. And then there was that middle four games.
And now it's these.
And then these next four games. So there's been three segments of four games.
He got to be, he got to be the best version of himself or something? I don't need you to have a conversation like that about me if I'm a damn player. Because that means that your ass is lacking.
Yeah.
Now, he did say we tried to get in the ball. There were some opportunities. He was being held and all that other stuff. Break his damn hands. That's what Coach should tell us. He told me, Coach, break his damn hands. Break his damn hands.
Fight through it. You have to. I mean, you know, guys are going to try to be physical with you. And if it's that easy to get you off your route, then they're just going to do it more. You know what I mean? Like, and like, it seems to be. It seems to like, be that easy.
Unless you get a clean release and there's nobody around you.
Which is what you kept saying in the first four games he needed. And then they found ways to get him that. And then teams were like, if we don't let Kyle Pitts just get a clean release off the line and run straight, then he's not all that effective. And so they've been defending him differently.
Yeah.
And so there it is. I mean, I don't know. I think it's that simple. It probably isn't, but it's also not that complicated. I mean, the guy played 33 snaps out of 81, had zero catches. Those are the numbers that you need to know. And really, the 33 snaps, 81, whatever, like, it's zero catches.
Yes.
They threw the ball 39 times. Yeah. And he had zero catches.
Yeah. You can tell me, don't tell me. I don't want coverage dictated. We went somewhere else.
Nah,
that's not what happened.
Nah, man.
No, that's not what happened.
Not there.